VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, the show that gives you the bigger picture and better terms of service. Here is your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. The new year is already well underway, but 2015 casts a very long shadow. With us now to explain why, what we should reevaluate the past year and exactly how we go about doing so is Gladys Ramos. She's known on eBay as top rated seller token collection. Gladys, why is it so important for us to reevaluate the past year?
Hey, Griff, Haley. Before I get into that, I want to share a quote that I want everybody to keep in the back of their mind. And it's by Albert Einstein. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results.
Story of my life.
Me too.
Yeah. The reason you want to reevaluate 2015, first of all, is because it's still fresh in your mind, right? Because we just made it into 2016. You want to go over everything that happened in 2015 when it comes to your business. As sellers, we get stuck in habits that get us nowhere. We fear change. We can be stubborn. And these things keep us from getting to where we need to get to. So we really need to reevaluate our businesses and processes. I'm a big gamer, especially like the classics like Pong, Asteroids, and Pac-Man. And in video games, you can't get to the next level until you complete the level that you're on, right? It's the same thing with e-commerce. Right now, I'm a bronze power seller. And I can't become a gold power seller until I fix whatever is keeping me in this bronze level.
And tell us what the bronze level is. What is the bronze level?
Bronze level is, let me see if I remember. I've been in bronze for so long. Is it $1,000? It's the cap is 1,000, no? Or that's the...
Bronze is 1,000.
1,000
to 3 or 5,000.
Yeah, so 3 to 5, yeah.
I can't remember exactly. So, but it starts at 1,000.
But I'm stuck there, and I can't get, you know, to the gold level until I figure out what is keeping me in this bronze level. So when you evaluate 2015, you need to figure out what worked, what didn't work.
So what should we be reevaluating? What things?
Your listings, your pictures, your inventory system. Like Griff, he just reevaluated his inventory system not too long ago, you know, because he was canceling orders because he couldn't find the shirts.
That's right.
You know, so then he adopted a new system that's working for him. And he was able to do that because he reevaluated that system that wasn't working for him. You should be reevaluating your social media marketing, your shipping supplies. And this one is one that people don't really think about. And I want to thank Rich and Nyla from the Chicago Meetup Group who brought this up in one of our meetups in the Chicago Meetup Groups. Rich reevaluated his shipping supplies. And he went to Mark from Bubble Fast. He took some of his items over to Mark's warehouse. And he's like, look, I'm losing money on this product because I can't ship it cheap enough. And the buyers aren't buying it because the priority, you know, the shipping was higher than item.
Yeah.
You know? So Mark was able to get him into new boxes, smaller boxes, safer boxes, that now Rich can actually send these items that he was having issues with first class, which saved him a ton of money. And now he, as a result of that, he's selling more of this item than all of his competition. His competition is still sending it priority mail, and they can't figure out what Rich did. Well, what Rich did was he reevaluated his shipping supplies, and he went to Mark, you know, for that help. You need to be evaluating the inventory on hand. What products are working for you? What aren't working for you? What can you clearance out? What product changes do you need to make? Your store, your presentation, you know, visually merchandising your store like the big box retailers. You can do that with your store categories and your subcategories. Feedback is an important one, and most sellers don't do anything with feedback. You need to ask yourself, what are the buyers trying to tell you? CBay, you guys know CBay. She's been on the show.
Yes.
A few times. She was having an issue with a certain product. you know. So she actually took the time to listen to what the buyers were telling her. So as a, you know, from listening to that feedback from the buyers, she adopted a simple little method. She now puts a special sticker on the item that says that it was quality inspected by CBay. As of today, since she's adopted that, she hasn't had one single issue with this product. Not a single one.
That is a good tip.
It's because she evaluated the feedback that she was getting from buyers. If you're running into a lot of returns, you need to ask yourself, why are you getting so many returns on this item? Is it a quality issue with the item? Is your listing not clear enough? Look, we all want to blame eBay or the buyers rather than take a long, hard look at what you're doing or not doing. You know, this whole past month, you know, I've been in the Facebook groups, and in every single Facebook group, the one complaint that everybody's had all month is that sales are slow. And not one single and either people were chiming in saying the sales were slow or people were chiming in saying, I'm selling. But nobody was coming in and saying what needed to be said and what needed to be asked until I got there.
Right.
I'm the troublemaker.
You are, Gladys.
I ask the hard questions.
Sometimes
you need to hear it from somebody else, you know?
Yeah.
So I asked them, well, why are your sales slow? Is it your pictures? Is it your item specifics? Are you being found on Google Shopping? Is it your description? Is it your return policy? Do you not have enough listed? You know, and I told them everybody wants to blame eBay, but it's never eBay's fault. eBay is not listing your items. You're listing your items. So you need to take responsibility for that. You know, and you need to figure out what's not working instead of doing what you keep doing that's getting you nowhere. Change something.
So you said that you're trying to get from bronze to the next level.
Right.
So why do you think you're stuck on bronze? Not that that's a bad place to be.
I think that I'm stuck on bronze, and I'm looking at every part of my business. You know, I'm reevaluating my merchandise. So, you know, right now I have like 200 items that I just threw on auction just to get them out the way that I'm not going to sell anymore because they're not moving as fast as they used to. So I'm reevaluating my product line. I'm also reevaluating my shipping, you know, how I can save money on shipping so that I can pass those savings on to the buyers. For me personally, I struggle with being able to list. And the reason for that is simple. I don't have a photo studio set up. So I can't take pictures when I want to and when I can. You know, I depend way too much on natural sunlight. The last 3 days, it's been cloudy and dark. So guess what? For 3 days, I haven't been able to take pictures.
Oh.
I'm still listing every day because on the good days, you know, I'll take hundreds of pictures. You know, so then I try to spread them out so that I'm not listing, you know, 50, 60 or whatever, because I know that not every day I'm going to have sunlight. Sometimes, you know, I have insomnia, so I'm up till 2, 3, 4, 5, or I'm up for 2 or 3 days. I could be listing. I could be taking pictures, but I can't because there's no light.
So you just recognized one thing that slows you down, especially during the winter.
Yeah, there, you know, it's all the little things that people don't think about that can actually have a huge impact in your business. You know, like shipping supplies, a photo studio. You know, if I had one, I could take pictures at night and list during the day or whenever I could. You know, or whenever, if it was raining and cloudy or a big storm, I could still list because I can still take pictures. It's all the little things that add up. And when you sit down and you take a long, hard look at everything that went on in 2015 with your business, figure out what didn't work and find solutions. You know, I do this every year. That's how I reevaluated my space because, you know, I have a 2-bedroom apartment and my living room is my eBay warehouse and my office.
Yeah.
So I used to use bins. I don't use storage bins anymore.
What do you use? Banker boxes. Oh, banker boxes.
Yeah.
Ah, the cardboard ones.
Yes.
How do those work better for you? Why is that better?
Well, several reasons. The bins are too bulky.
Yeah.
Okay. They hold a lot of stuff, but I was always running into the issue of every time something sold, it was at the bottom of that bin. So here I have to take everything out of the bin to find the item.
This is very interesting to me because I'm discovering the same thing.
You know, when you have bins, you stack them all up, right? So you sell something and you unstack the stack, grab if it's in the bottom bin, you grab the item, you stack everything back up, you go to ship it, and then you hear another cha-ching, and guess what? It's at the bottom bin.
So you change to something that's more efficient.
That's more efficient. You have to streamline your processes from inventory control to inventory storage to your shipping process. If you can't put your hand on your item that you just sold within 5 seconds, then something is wrong.
That's a great goal. You want to be 5 seconds away from your item. I'm going to use that as my way because I got to change my system now.
Yeah.
I'm finding the same thing. Banker boxes, and they're cheaper than plastic bins.
And they're cheaper. I get them at Staples, 10 for 10 when they're on sale.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
And they're usually on sale this time of the year.
Oh, I like this idea. This was worth having Gladys on just so I get a new idea. But
we
actually, it's
Gladys's
great.
Ideas.
And the point I think that Gladys is making, and we all need to heed, is that never settle for what you have. I know that it's very easy to say, well, you know, it takes me a minute now to go through the bins, but I can't be bothered redoing this. Gladys is making the point that you have to if you want to make your business more efficient. Gladys, thank you so much. This segment was sponsored by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Up next, on-time shipping success when we return with more of eBay Radio.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
What's wrong, Connie?
My eBay sales are way up, but I'm so busy listing and shipping, I can't keep up with my messages. I'm afraid I'm letting my customers down, and somebody's got to take Kyle to soccer.
You need Reply Manager.
What's Reply Manager?
It pulls emails from my messages and the Resolution Center, sorts them into folders, assigns category tags, and keeps track of conversation threads. I can even set up standard replies and auto responses.
Cool, tell me more.
You don't need employees to use Reply Manager, but since I have some, I customize their access without giving them my eBay password.
I'm not sure I have time to learn my way around a new tool.
Reply Manager's easy. They'll help you set up your account one-on-one, and you can try it free for 15 days with no credit card. Tell you what, I'll take Kyle to soccer for you so you can get started at ReplyManager.com.
ReplyManager.com. Thanks.
Getting your eBay items listed, then managing those listings is job one. You need a powerful tool that fits your business. That's why eBay certified provider John Slocum started 6-Bit Software. He's been listening to sellers since 1998, when he invented Auction Assistant, then went on to build Seller's Assistant and Blackthorn. His latest creation is 6-Bit, a flexible, intuitive desktop solution that makes it faster and easier to create and upload new listings. 6-Bit imports and exports data in several formats, and it's customizable. You can revise listings, leave feedback, send emails, print postage and packing slips, even add insurance right from your desktop. Home and hobby, small business, and enterprise versions let 6-Bit grow with you. Try this new product from an old friend free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.